White House cuts short media access to military Christmas call with Joe Biden after let's go, Brandon Mess. By Charlie Spiring on December 25, 2021. The White House cut short press access to a video call with the troops on Christmas after President Joe Biden's embarrassing let's go, Brandon. Moment a day earlier. Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden appeared on the fake White House digital set for the video call, as the president wished the military Merry Christmas. The press was brought in to witness the president and First Lady make some opening remarks during the call, sitting on the couch with their new puppy commander. But the media was asked to leave before they could witness the troops speaking to the president, cutting coverage of the call short. The decision to cut the content of the call short ensured that the public could not hear what members of the military were saying to Biden during the call. Typically, the event goes for nearly a half hour as the president and the troops exchange Christmas greetings. Former President Donald Trump allowed cameras in the room for over 30 minutes as he spoke with the troops. The Bidens spoke for only about 5 minutes before the press was asked to leave. On Christmas Eve, one father said, "Merry Christmas, and let's go, Brandon," to the president after Biden spoke with his kids on the phone to track Santa Claus. "Let's go, Brandon, I agree," Biden replied, unwittingly repeating the popular phrase used to signal dissatisfaction with the president and his leadership of the country.